Hey everyone, a fantastic episode to round out the week. We kick things off by talking crypto price action after Bitcoin saw a morning pump. We then talked about the Frentech airdrop, as many are calling for an extremely disappointing launch, what to expect going forward on all things SocialFi. We wrap things up by talking about Blast, Pac-Man's $100,000 shopping spree, and possible airdrop farming opportunities in that L2. Thanks again and enjoy the show. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Welcome to the Daily Bone podcast. Today, we are discussing the Frentech, dare I call it a dumpster fire, disaster. It was controversial. It was delayed. There were accusations of the team being under the influence. It was so much of a nightmare. We're going to break it down, talk about price action. If SocialFi is toast, we're also going to talk about Pac-Man's 50 ETH shopping spree on Blast. He's ramping up the marketing for Blast. We're going to share some predictions on this L2. Lastly, we're doing a little segment, winner of the month, NFTs. Guys, get your picks ready, by the way. I didn't let you guys know beforehand, but we're going to be picking our winners for the month. Can be any blockchain. We're going for the month of May, highest performance by a percentage POV. If you have any ideas, make sure to
I'm already locked in.
You're locked in? I'm locked in as well. Locked in,
yeah. Ray has his pick in. Top card.
Dude, I'm not locked even.
I know. You'll be on there before the end of May. And that trust me, plus 1,000%.
Yeah, I tried to shoot my shot on Twitter. The guy literally didn't give a damn. He like commented, responding to someone else, basically told me to kick rocks. But we're going to talk fantasy top as well because I dive into it last night. It was pretty interesting. Kicks, how's it going, man? Happy Friday.
Dude, happy Friday, man. Going great. You strike me as the top, so it makes sense you like fantasy top. And I'm really excited to dive into Frentech because I have 856 points.
Really?
So how am I looking?
You got like $1,200.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know you were on Frentech.
Doesn't move the needle for me. Well, fun fact, that means I made more off of Frentech fees than the airdrop.
Oh, really?
By about 2x.
Yeah. Dude, I never got on a Frentech. I'm such an idiot. I'm like, you know, I don't want to be the bad guy. You know, I don't want to like let my holders down. I want to be committed to them. I'm like, dude, I
let the expectation straight. People were like, what should we expect with the keys? I was like, you should expect me to show up. Sometimes I'm like a deadbeat dad. Like I may not show up for a month or two. Now I'm going to come in. I may ask you all a question and then just leave before you can even respond again. Like that is the expectation that we're setting with my Frentech. But it was a good time. We had some good chats. You know, I basically for like 3 months straight, I was just like buy prime. That was my only alpha. And I haven't given people a drop alpha in 6 months because I don't have any myself.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, I like the tonight's the night I fall for you haircut. Little Blast penguin.
It'll be the night that I will fall for you.
You look good.
It's not a phase, Dad.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Real quick, guys, before we kick off today's show, there's a reminder. We are doing a YOLO Games stream today. It's going to be the Three Stooges, myself, Easy, and Kix. We got, what is it, Easy? We got 2.5 ETH to burn here. We're going to be playing
2 ETH.
2 ETH. It's pinned up top for anyone that wants to join. You can play YOLO Games. Make sure to use the link that we pinned up top. We're going to be playing YOLO, which is this wheel spinning that you're doing here. Pac-Man was playing it yesterday. Poke the Bear or Moon or Doom. It's going to get
weird. I played that this morning, Clemente. I played Poke the Bear this morning for the first time. First time. I go in, drop my 0.03. I'm watching other people. The bear is sleeping. I go in, I poke the bear. I get mauled. The bear just jumps out the screen, gets like, and I'm like, hey, what just happened there? I just lost 0.03. That was my first experience. And I got to say, as a dopamine hit, I'm not sure if I'm coming back. So anyway, I'm gonna watch you guys on the stream. It's actually a pretty fun game, I think. But yeah, YOLO Games. Earn that gold.
You farm gold, you farm points, you farm the whole thing, and you can make money. So it's a lot of fun. So make sure to join us at 1 p.m. Eastern.
Did you get up just to fix your hair?
No, to get on Twitter Spaces.
Yeah, he's on. We got Kicks on. But look, let's kick things off. We got a banger ahead of us. A lot to cover. Frentech is melting down as we speak as more claims come in. Asia's waking up and they are dumping. Actually, no, the West Coast is waking up. Asia already woke up.
Asia's going with it. I was like, I don't think so because I'm waking up. I'm definitely not like,
I just woke up. Asia's already dumped. I'm down tremendously and I'm dumping as well. So maybe the U.S. is waking up.
I'm seeing a lot of tweets from people like watching basically like the top performers on Frentech with their docs while it's just dump so aggressively right now. So we'll pull it up. We'll be talking about it in a second. But Kicks, let's do this thing. Let's kick off the show with the weather report. Friday, let's end the week strong.
Today is Friday, May 3rd. ETH market volume coming in at 16 million. Looking over at Solana, it's 4. Ordinal, 6.5. I guess they got rid of the wash trading over there. NFT market leaders on Ethereum, CanPy, Pandas are up 20% to 1.6 ETH. And Azuki Elementals are up 10% to 0.5 ETH. Over on Solana, the market likey Frankie, his decision to bridge with Utes up 33% to 15 SOL, and Decod's up 16% to 53 SOL. Finally, on Ordinals, top collections show signs of life with the Bitcoin pumpers up 25% to 0.31 Bitcoin, and Node Monkeys up 15% to 0.4. Crypto roundup majors this morning. Bitcoin cracking 61, ETH cracking 3,033, and Solana at 142. That's off a jobs report this morning saying people losing their jobs. Well, guess what? Stocks are up. Meme coins and alts continue to do well with Ansem's cat Hobbs up 45%. I was a big Calvin and Hobbs fan back in the day. Honeylands HXD up 25%. And the base meme coin Normie up 20%. Clemente, I'm surprised you're not in Normie. That seems like your kind of coin there. Over the past 24 hours, Frentech launched their V2 platform and opened up friend claims overnight. The platform received backlash on Twitter as the upgraded app is riddled with bugs and the LP wasn't seeded with initial liquidity. The token price has been volatile, swinging from over 20 to its current price of $1.50. Not too shabby. Yuga Labs held a town hall on the other side and announced monthly in-world events, a developer kit for the community to build another side, and rewards for builders in partnership with Somnia. They also teased something special codenamed Project Dragon coming in July. Last but not least, Blast founder Pac-Man loaded up some cash on a public wallet, 50 ETH, and interacted with a number of Blast dApps. Some notable interactions, including a 42 ETH wager in YOLO games, winning 2.4 ETH in the process, buying some District 1 room keys, buying fantasy top packs, and purchasing and locking a Pac Moon in a Wasabi vault. I got to say my favorite part of that, 50 ETH into the public wallet and puts 42 ETH of it on a wager. Like that, he is one of us.
Swings the whole thing. But buys like 3K a Pac Moon, puts the rest of the balance. Sorry, I know. Yeah, couldn't breathe there. Puts the rest of the balance on YOLO. Dude, puts the rest of the balance just on YOLO games. What if he lost? Like, think about that. Dude put 42 ETH to win 2.
He's just flexing on us at this point. He's like, yo, I got 50 ETH, bro. Hey, you know, that's money, bro. That's money.
I think Pac-Man has just written the book on how to farm. Like, basically, number one, buy Pac-Moon. Number two, YOLO games. You're good for gold. I feel like less is more with him, you know? And he's an executioner. So I'm like, should I just be doing that? Just load up on Pac-Moon, YOLO into everything, and just sleep at night knowing I've done enough for my gold.
I have issues with the YOLO games, though. I have 1,000,000 points. I've gotten 0.3 gold from YOLO games. Like, I've gotten as much gold as Clemente has total from putting, like, 50 ETH into YOLO games.
Yeah, that's
how can you be so low? Wait, how which games have you been? Is it just been YOLO? You didn't poke the bear?
I do Mooner Doom and the Wheel, the YOLO. I don't do Poke the Bear. Poke the Bear is not my game.
Well, hold on. Quick update. Check this out. Who's talking shit now? 0.3 gold now. Bitch.
Oh, shit, dude.
You like that? My favorite part is the bridged amount. Congrats on bridging 0.13 ETH in $4 of BUSD.
What are you talking? No, this number's not right. This number's not right. Dude, I've bridged hella ETH. I just use,
yeah, I don't have you use the official bridge.
No, I don't use the official bridge. Oh, they charge me like $100 in gas.
Mente, the alphas, you got to use the official bridge. And then you use the side chains to get out of there. It's like you take the flight in, but take like some sketchy subterranean Ubers on the way out.
It's like when you fly into Mexico, but then you want to come out via the border crossing.
Drive.
Yeah,
the $20. You actually take a taxi handshake. And then you walk across because it's way faster that way. Yeah. Clemente, so how long did it take you to update your Bumble profile when you saw that gold refresh?
It was, you know, it was actually instant. And I'm less of a Bumble, I'm more of a Hinge guy. Actually,
gold all
It automatically updates every time his gold goes up. His little icon on his profile
on chain. It's on chain. Verified my MetaMask wallet, and there the matches have gone up actually as my gold has increased from 0.01 to 0.3. So, look, I got some dates lined up.
Which app are you on? Because I know not to go on Hinge because that's where the paws are. Which where are you? I want to know.
Legally, we can't disclose it. Legally, we can't disclose it. We got to keep that one quiet. We got to keep that one quiet.
So, some stories from the Nifty Daily Digest, the Daily Bone newsletter. We upgraded dailybones.com. Did you guys throw me off whenever I try to get on with this here? But first story, we got Jack Dorsey. Okay, let's talk about it, Jack. He shared that, apologies, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pulling this up, that the block is DCAing into Bitcoin monthly and released a blueprint PDF for other corporations to follow. Very interesting from Jack. Next story, MoonPay announced that they are partnering with PayPal to enable fiat to crypto transactions for U.S. customers. Shout out to Keith Grossman making moves over there, ex-president of Time. I had a blast. It was one of my first NFTs that I bought. Fun fact. Next story, BlackRock expects sovereign wealth funds and pensions to begin investing in Bitcoin ETF. Can't say I'm surprised. Last story, this is my favorite one of the day.
Yo, why are you getting Pampers commercials, dude? Do you got something to tell us?
last story of the day, Threelanders. This is my favorite one. Threelanders, I don't know if you guys remember this one. They sold out via a Dutch auction, I think for like 0.5 ETH each. Back they reached an all-time high of 2.5 ETH. They tweeted out after not tweeting since January 1st, Threelanders is up for sale. They're back. I put out a little tweet this morning. My idea is, hey, let's buy this thing for 50K, bridge it to Blast, fractionalize this thing. We make it all back with the Blast gold we make.
Done. I fucking love your thought. I love you, dude. Get this guy, you know, we need a Clemente DAO or something, man. Because I'd buy some shares of that idea. I like that idea, right?
Tell me,
I'm not buying the Clemente DAO. Sorry, man.
You can write it off as charity signal.
No, hey, so Threelanders, this is very, the art's cool. The art is better than anything on Blast right now. These things are sitting at a 0.01 ETH floor. I'm like, hey, dude, someone should acquire this and just bridge it to Blast right away. Look, do I have the $50,000 laying around? No, but I'm just putting the idea out there. And if you end up doing it, just throw me a couple Threelanders and we'll call it a day. But if these things bridge to Blast, they would do an instant 10x. Look, people are loving it. People are loving it. Clemente DAO, let's do this thing. Real quick, I want to kick things off. Kicks, did you see the unemployment report? It came up higher than expected. Why are we seeing a rally here? Is it basically people then thinking, hey, we're going to get a rate cut? So people want as much unemployment as possible so the Jerominator cuts rates?
Yeah, that's my understanding is that they're like, oh, the economy is running too hot, so we need to see some unemployment rate go up. We need to see some wage growth, job growth slowing down because then he can cut back the rate so people can buy some houses again, you know? And so the stock market's up. We'll see, man. We'll see, you know? A lot of people say rate cuts are bullish. Show me the math, dude. Show me a series of rate cuts that was bullish on a year. You know?
Well, we have an absolute, I hate to be crude, but this is what the professionals would call a piss missile on Bitcoin today. It's up 4% on the day, up to $61,000. Did we see the bottom? I think we may have seen the bottom here last week or earlier this week with Bitcoin hitting $56,000 earlier. I bought a little bit of Solana, 135 yesterday. The car.
Nice.
I'm DCAing into this thing, baby.
How much of a car? Like, if you, you know, what percentage?
Oh, dude, it was a 2001 gently used Honda Civic. They're really in demand. He got about $8,000 for it.
No, it was a gently used 2012 Golf TDI, actually, and I got $7,000. So, and I plowed that, you know, I've been just putting it into Solana. But I might just put it all into USDB and then just bridge it right over to Blast. And but that's the highest risk scenario. Anyways, Nick has his hand raised. Nick is joining us via Twitter Spaces. Nick, anything to add here?
Yeah, Clemente. Well, you always FOMO in when the price rallies just a little bit. I don't know. This chart doesn't show Bitcoin breaking above resistance yet. So I don't know. I'd still wait and see what happens there.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught. You don't want to get caught on that FOMO chase. You know what? You know, Nick?
Dude, he's just FOMO. He like waits for the rally to start and then it's like, okay, there's a rally. Everybody, let's go.
No, I didn't have the funds hadn't hit my account. Trust me, I wanted to buy the dip. I wanted to buy the dip, but I didn't have the funds in my account yet. We were, you know, I was trying to, yeah.
My question is, do we think that was it? That was the whole dip?
Yes.
You see any thoughts?
Yes. Higher. So much higher. Yeah, that's it. That's a dip.
I'm not sold just yet, Nick. I'm looking at the MACD. Keeping an eye on it for you, coach.
I feel the same. I don't know that that's the end of it. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's difficult to say at this exact moment. I saw some examples of past moments recently, which would show that it may have been like a fake out. But I don't know. Like, so we're just down for 3 days. Feels like the world is over.
The dip is done.
And then we're just
telling you. Nick, election year, economy's got to cook. Equities markets got to do well. You told me
it's not cooking though. We just got a job report saying people
exactly.
are fucking losing their jobs.
Exactly, dude. That's so bullish for equities because now they're gonna they're gonna cut rates, quantitative easing again, let it fly, and all of a sudden market's gonna rally. It's gonna happen right into November.
I don't know, man. All right, I'm not sold on this, dude. I still got my bags. Trust me. I took a lot of profits over the last month. Yes. But I'm still got exposure. I still got exposure. But I'm not just thinking it's straight up only. But it could be. And here's the thing. Then I buy back in. This is what I'm looking at, Clemente, right here. Little okay. MACD curl. Okay.
Let's see it.
First invented by the Germans in 1872.
So Kix just said that he's gonna FOMO back in as well if the price starts going up.
Nope. Just this red, this little red dot right here. If the next dot on the next week, if that starts turning green, I'm gonna keep eyes on it. Yeah. But you know, right now, generally when you flip red, you're dead. Flip red, you're dead. Flip red, you're dead. Flip green, you're mean. Look at that.
Boop. Yeah, but what about that red right there? If you go over to like April to July, those two little red dots right there, like red back
right here? There.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this basically very similar setup where it tests the mid, pops, and then tests the bottom of the range, and then we went on the big rally.
So shout out to everyone who's on Twitter like me that has no idea what the hell you're looking at. But the bottom line is I'm actually with Kix in terms of standing by. I wasn't selling into this. I have more cash to buy in when it dips further. I bought in on the dip. Yesterday or the day before, whatever, but both days technically. And then I'll buy if it really drops a little bit more, which is what I'm rooting for at this moment. I'd like
what you're really looking for easy is this little September 20. One little red guy, and then see you later. Straight up.
Green mean. Leaning
green
machine.
Mean all the way up the upper Bollinger Band, just chases it the whole way up the market highs. Well, I am not long-term bearish at all. I just think that we're in a scenario where it's equally likely that we could go down to the low 50s, maybe the 40s, and then go back up and above 100K. Equally likely to do that than just settling here and going back up or bouncing off here and going back up. 33% chance each of those scenarios. Also, while I have you, Clemente, just a little 30-second, Fed fund rate. You can see rate cuts. Not people always say they're bullish. That doesn't look bullish. That does not look bullish. And even little, not very many people know, guess what happened in 2019? Rate cut and collapse. They think it's COVID, but it was really just, you know, a little rate cut right there, dude. Anyways, back to you in the studio.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate that that analysis. I don't think we've gotten one from Kicks in a very long time. So I did like that.
Could we actually communicate what the analysis was? What happened?
Cutting rates from these levels is not historically massively bullish.
Anyways,
rates are not bullish.
All right. Well, we're going to move on here. Nick, feel free to join us via Twitter or via the stream. We'd love to have you on the show here as well.
Because you guys have just abandoned all hope on the audio version.
Shout
out to the audio people.
Fantastic feedback.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. That's great. If you could check your text messages, we have a lot of asks that you've just blatantly ignored, much like we're doing the Twitter audience. So it's a full circle moment here.
We will, but the Twitter audience, look, we're gonna no more charts here for the rest of the day. We're gonna be giving you guys some audio fire for the rest of the show, and we're gonna kick it off with Frentech. Let's talk about it. They launched their V2 platform yesterday, opened up friend claims overnight. The platform opened the friend claim apparently without liquidity. The token price cratered from $20 to $1 before a recovery. I think it's at $1. It's at $1.40 right now. Easy, walk us through it. What's going on? The number one blur farmer, CBBOFE, tweeted that he dumped all of his keys except for his own, citing that we believe the future of Frentech will be around clubs and keys from V1 will be obsolete. Feel free to dump our keys. We're seeing a lot of outflows on the platform. People are dumping. Easy, walk us through what's going on here.
It's not pretty, Clemente. It's stormy out here. The weather's not bright. No sun is shining. The price is only down. The thing is, with the claims, I think someone said it's like actually 150 million fully diluted market cap right now, just based on total number of claims for the ticker. It's sitting at, 137, which isn't terrible. Went as low as 80 cents. Had some people on my morning show talk about that they were deploying full port sub $1, sub $1, full port. But the only way to actually swap this is on their Bunny exchange or Rabbit exchange, which is the DEX built into Frentech. They have liquidity providing on there, which 15% of the tokens or 10% goes back to the LP. There's now rooms, so like clubs that you can become a part of that you can set the bonding curve for that could be more expensive or less expensive. And in order to get your full token airdrop, you have to follow 10 people on the app and join a club.
That's cool. We should make a club. And then, like, do we all split the profits? So, like, Signal Clemente, EZ, and I, we make a club. We set our own bonding curve. Like, how curve would we want it? Or we want a little flatter, keep it more open for the people?
I think we do like a parabolic curve. Like, one person buys it and it goes from 0.01 ETH to 100 ETH for the second
person. It's just us four and one other person.
We're just like, and it's basically who can get out before Clemente. That's it. That's all that counts. That's all that counts. No, but the one thing I'm curious on about this is, if you've been in, like, into the app, it's really clunky, it's really janky, it's basically not working, which is why there's been a ton of FUD on the timeline. But I'm curious if are people disappointed with the app, or are people disappointed with the market value, or are people disappointed with the fact that it hasn't met expectations? I'm just sort of curious as to why it's sold off so hard. But for me personally, like, looking at the situation, I didn't invest a huge amount of time, so I don't really have much points. I don't really care about the sort of financial outcome of it. But it was more as like, the team have had such a long time to get a good version out. I was really surprised that this is the version that they were like hit deploy on. Like, that's the thing that really surprised me, because to me, that app is not ready to be deployed like to the public, to have users be excited about the V2 version. And also the communication hasn't really been good. But still, it has sold off just so hard. My initial expectation was that it was going to be bad. Then I changed that it was going to be good. And now it turns out that I was right. It was actually bad, the way Frentech has been managed. I don't know. I think I think the product and the idea is really great. I just don't know if Frentech's going to be spearheading SocialFi Summer.
Yeah. What is their market cap at? Like, how bad is bad? You know what I mean?
It's 150 million fully diluted. It says on there it's at 24, but that's because not all tokens have been claimed.
But it's 24 million circulating?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, what were people expecting? That doesn't seem that crazy. Here's the difference, is that a lot of these other token launches people see, they're like immediately listed on centralized exchanges that are like pseudo setting the price through like liquidity, you know, like how the liquidity is set. This was just launched with no liquidity. The market set the liquidity. You know what I mean? That's so
the same way the Frentech just like driven the like bonding curve style LP provision.
Yeah.
By holders. Like, are we really that surprised? The other thing that I look at here is like, this doesn't need to spearhead SocialFi. Like that, it doesn't, in my opinion. Like, we're already seeing Fantasy Top get a lot of the traction and interest here. But I think this also sets up for an interesting dynamic for something like the Arena, which is AVAX's SocialFi platform, which does have their Stars token or Arena token dropping in the near future. I'm very curious to see how that trades. Obviously, you have people like Crypto Kaleo being a big proponent of it and kind of talking extremely positively about it. I think it also helps to see a SocialFi platform launch like this first. So now we actually have an opportunity for another one to launch somewhat differently. You know what I mean? Where we can see a little bit of a change here that I'm more interested in.
So then I would probably add District 1 in there as well, because I feel like District 1 sure. had the is like the V is the V1 version of Frentech done better, and then the V2 version of Frentech has sort of gone in a different direction. But I would put District 1 in there as a potential app to hit this summer.
Rally.
My body's not vibrating, Kick, so I know it's not time to rally. It's all good.
District 1 is the SocialFi app on Blast, for anyone that doesn't know. I tried to use it and have failed to rally every single time I go on the app. People ping me like, hey, dude, time to rally. I go into the rooms and they're like, people aren't even speaking English in the rooms I go to.
What room are you in, Clemente? What room
I don't know. Are you in? I have to check what room I'm in, but every room I go into, it's like either French. I've seen French, I've seen Portuguese, and I've seen Arabic. Mostly Arabic rooms I'm in, actually, that I don't know how to use.
What are you doing, dude? I have no idea,
but right. That's my experience so far with SocialFi. It hasn't been great. And last thing I will say here on the USD volume, look at the some sell pressure coming in, to say the least, on Frentech right now. We've seen $5.5 million in sales today and only $57,000 in buys. So it
no
is
way.
This is what the really? Yeah, this is what people call a domino rally. So we will see how it will play out. I'm more of a fan of the Fantasy Top, which we can actually talk about next. I went on it yesterday. It's pretty much what I like about it is you're betting on people's Twitter performances, right? So
I'm down astronomically. I'm down horrifically, well. Dude. 95%. I bought two packs.
They open up Magic, like our Pokemon packs. It's a way negative worse. EP move generally, right?
Way worse, dude. I opened up two packs. All right. I spent 0.26 per pack. Okay. Throw a number out there what you think my portfolio is worth right now.
Just down 95%.
Throw a number.
Just no, it's 0.2 ETH.
Oh, no. Well, you got to go way lower than that, Chief.
0.046.
Much closer. 0.062.
How much did you put in?
0.52.
Oh, nice. Very good. You're going to make it all back in gold, Easy. Don't worry.
That's what I keep telling myself every night that I have night terrors of Pac-Man saying that gold is worthless. I wake up in the middle of the night to a giant Pac-Man saying, haha, your gold is worthless, and all of my life is a lie. That's how I feel every day. It's been stressful, I'm not going to lie.
Hey, someone's got to be exit liquidity, right?
What I'll go through real quick and easy, I bought all my discounted packs. One thing I
how
do
How did you get discounted packs?
I just verified my Twitter. I got some... Anyways, look, I recommend everyone at least log
Where
in.
Where did you do this, dude? One sec. How long ago did you verify your Twitter?
Last week, before the launch.
I did the same thing.
Yeah, so I recommend everyone just go in and verify their Twitter to see if they get any discounted packs. It seems to be positive EV if you rip these discounted packs for like 0.06. The 0.11 is a little bit riskier. I ripped the 0.11 and got, dude, I got Mike Marias, who hasn't tweeted in like 4 days. But it is pretty
who the fuck is that guy?
It just ran like I just got random ass dudes basically that I wasn't
oh no happy. You got good people. You got Lupify, War Daddy, Nate Alex
been doing well. Nate Alex is also good, but anyways, you can build your deck, and basically what you're trying to do is you can upgrade your cards. You're basically betting on how seriously people take this. It's kind of playing like fantasy football a little bit in terms of Twitter. I think it's my concern about it is the 18,000 people that are supposedly playing this game. How many of them are actually going to play and buy the cards? Because someone has to lose here, right? Unless the Blast Gold makes up for a lot of the losses. So it's certainly worth tracking. But what I recommend is people just get in. Try to like play with some of the cards that they have. Try to open some packs if you have any discounted ones. If you don't, do not buy any. Do not buy the full price packs, in my opinion. Not worth it.
Where the hell do I look for these discounted packs, Clemente?
You already didn't get any, I'm assuming.
This is bullshit, dude.
So, yeah, I opened these.
You're more of an influencer than him.
Yeah, dude. Hey, I verified. They're like, hey, okay, yeah. Hey, we'll throw you. Well, I got a free pack easy, actually.
What the
This is why you're getting dumped on, because you're paying 0.26 and they're just handing out these things like they're candy to Clemente, and he's just flooring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I'm pissed.
So it's worth monitoring.
What I don't get with this is like, okay, you're playing in these tournaments. Makes sense to me. I like it. It's like kind of like a fantasy football kind of model.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. I like it. Right. So I'm guessing it's like daily fantasy sports, where whoever gets the most points, like that's how you rank order placement in the tournament, and you're going to get some prizes. And I'm guessing the prizes. Okay. So we're looking at it right here. Dorkulus, what a nerd, is in first place with 6,942 points, right? Oh, OX5F Capital. A lot of people know that guy. Number three, 6,500. Number seven, Dingling, 6,000. See, now I'm getting a little worried, because now it seems like, okay, pay to win, right?
It AI is yeah, 14. It's a little bit like these top decks, if you're looking at them. So kicks, basically you get these cards. There's common, there's rares, and there's epics. You buy five common cards to upgrade it to a rare. And then I think it's five rares to an epic. And what they do is they multiply the amount of points, right? So if Ansem gets X amount of points, it'll multiply it by two. So it's a little bit of pay to play. It's like $150,000 deck, basically. But
it seems like they're going to have different tiers. Because when I saw, there's like a bronze tier all the way up to emerald. Yes. Tier. So they're going to have matchmaking. So that makes
sense. And there's different competitions where you notice how they have common, rare, epic, and legendary cards up there. There'll be tournaments that only you can enter with only commons, only rares, only epics.
I like that. That makes sense. That's cool. That's a good way to like have like, you know, like build, like buy a pack or build a pack, but still make people, you know, be able to compete in tournaments against other people that like have similar card sets. But my only other question is, I guess what's on the table? So are they
last
giving
gold,
out
baby
gold? That's it.
And I think they're giving ETH
prizes,
right?
ETH rewards.
Yeah. So a part of basically what they're getting from the packs, they're going to put back in the tournament. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun to see what happens.
And yeah, so what you can try to do, and what I have pulled up here, Kix, is the performance of the heroes, right, or the fantasy players since the tournament started, right? So what you can try to find is how their fan score does. Their fan score is a combination of number of tweets they're sending out, average views, reach, impressions, etc. And you can kind of look at what the top performers are. There's been some undervalued plays actually doing pretty well. So you can kind of see what the low floors are, like Cyrus, for example. Actually, Cyrus is a floor of the one thing actually that's not good is right now the UI is not great. Like if I try to buy Cyrus, for example, you go in, the previous sales do not show yet. I'm like, all right, guys, come on. Let's get this upgraded here, because you can't really see.
Throw a bid on it.
It's, dude, he's pretty expensive, 0.22. Oh, okay. You know, I did buy some cards. I bought multiple Nate Alexes. I bought another War Daddy. I got a Eric Wall. Eric Wall needs to start tweeting, dude. He needs to start engagement farming again. But anyways, it's fun. I'll keep you guys updated as I dive more into it this weekend when I have a little bit more time. But it certainly feels like this could get a little bit more traction. The thing to watch for is the discounted packs and the free pack claims are going to supposedly, there's a deadline to open them. Very soon. So people feel like there will be more of a supply for these secondary cards / the full price packs. But something to watch for. We'll see how this shapes up in the coming weeks. Blast, anything else on Blast? Easy. I know we had Pac-Man go on a shopping spree. He put 10,000 pack into Wasabi. He bought some Blastopians. He put 42 ETH into a YOLO spin. He's into Fantasy Pack. Anything that excites you on the Pac-Man shopping spree front, Easy?
Nothing right now. I'm very curious to see what is next. That's kind of the main thing here. You know, like I'm very eager to see what happens next with him, where and what he ends up doing from like a rest of the ecosystem play. That's usually where my curiosity comes, because we've seen him dump a bunch of money into some initial stuff here, but I feel like there's still a lot more that he can do. And I'm very curious to see what actions he ends up taking on the rest of the ecosystem. You know, like, does he end up diving into a District 1 room, which he may not actually continue to engage with? Or does he continue to rip a bunch of the stuff that's been going on with the good old fun that is YOLO and continue to dump 42 ETH bets on this, you know?
This just feels like a marketing spend to me. Like, he's doing this to, he's going to be ramping up his marketing as time goes on. I don't want to, my problem is I get way too fired up. I get way too emotional about what I see, right? So I'm like, dude, we might see a Jordan-like performance from Pac-Man here in May in terms of just dominating. Dude, he starts just tweeting nonstop. He starts throwing hundreds of thousands of dollars. He's got that paradigm money, dude. He's got that paradigm swagger to him. You can tell on Twitter. He's not playing. So I'm getting a little too excited. I'm like, yo, this guy's going to go crazy.
You are.
He's going to go crazy. May 20th, when Blur Season 3 ends, he's going to be like, hey, Blur is now deflationary. You can burn it for X amount of blast allocation. Get ready for that, folks. And then Blur's going to do a 2X. Blur's going to go to a dollar. I'm going to get a Pac-Man tattooed on my left butt cheek because I'm going to be a millionaire. Anyways.
You're saying that you're that confident. Season three ends. Blur to a dollar because it's going to be burned for blast. And if this happens, you're getting a Pac-Man tattooed on your face.
No, left butt cheek.
No, face. Okay, so no, face. You're gonna get the pack face. Ticker pack over the eyebrow. Just right here.
Hey, I gotta farm those.
You gotta farm, right? anything for season four, Pac-Moon, baby. Speaking of, do you actually feel that this is gonna be like the revolutionary, game changing, next level liquidity event for Clemente? This is all the horses going in this. Have you sold everything you own and now just all in blast?
No, but I'm about to sell the rest of my ETH. I'm about to just bridge another ETH over. I've got some, dude, my Solana meme coins have actually been doing pretty well. I think I'm just gonna send those right over. I want to have like 10K in blast basically, and then just I think I can 5X that in 30 days. I think there's gonna be
30 days, less than that. Come on, you got 17 days and you haven't sent money over.
No, I have. I've been using the third party apps. I've been using, okay. I've been in the black market, you know, just sending.
Don't disclose them unless they're paying us to use them. We don't talk about them on air. Yeah, no.
I'm not going
to
talk about
promo. No free press.
Yeah, but okay, if you're
so Clemente, you got 17 days to farm like there's no tomorrow. What are you gonna farm on Blast in the next 17 days?
I've got just a shit ton. I got like 5K in Pac Moon that I just. Right into Wasabi right now. I've got some USDB in a platform that I don't want to share because it's under farmed a little bit. I might share that alpha at some point, but I've got some USDB.
Bloom.trading.
Okay, there it is. Well, thanks.
Bloom.trading. We're using it. There's about 5,000 people on it. Listen.
Clemente thinks he has this like secret alpha that you couldn't just go to the blast page and scroll down for like 45 seconds. And
like an asshole. All right.
No,
all right,
dude, cool. There's only 5,100 people on it. So it's very under farmed until they watch this episode. And then they'll probably end up being closer to about 8,000. The alpha, just so that Clemente is also diluted here, is provide BUSD LPing.
All right, you're actually being a dick right now. You know that?
Okay, no. You know, hold on. Can I be a dick?
Sure.
Okay, cool. All of us, let's take a bet on the USD value of Clemente's blast airdrop.
No. What I'm more interested in is my USD value. If I put in $10,000 today, what that's going to be in 30 days, right?
Because I think you're going to get an $870 airdrop.
There's no chance.
Where are you getting 30 days from, Clemente? This is the thing that I'm really confused. You said the 20th of May. It's now the 3rd. That's 17 days. No.
Signal. What I'm saying, so May 20th is the end of season 3. Dude, if you guys
Clemente, you don't even have a whole gold, dude. That's like worth 18 bucks. You don't even have one of them. How are you going to get anything in this airdrop, dog?
I will. No, I will. Because so the problem,
you got like $7. You're offended that I said you're gonna get 800. That's 100x.
We'll see who's laughing in 30 days when I got a $50,000 airdrop.
He has one third of the gold. That's $6.
Yeah, dude, he's not gonna be able to bridge it out. Like, he's gonna lose all the money on the bridge out. He's gonna be trapped forever. He's gonna be doing black market deals. Like, yo, you want 2 bars, bro? I need to get out of this place.
2 bars. Okay, no, let's seriously take a bet here. So, Kicks has $837. I'm probably a little closer to $64.
Come on. Come on. Let's help Clemente. Come on. We all rise together. Yeah. We all do the boats. Okay. The
guy, together.
The man has 17 days. He does not have 30. I don't know why he keeps saying 30.
So I'm saying the TGE signal, the TGE, right? And that might be in like June, right?
Yeah.
But if we want to come
Clemente, I'm going to give you the foolproof blast farming guide here. All right. What you're going to do? First one's first. You're going to go and start playing Cap'n Company. All right.
I don't like the games. I don't like
the bullshit. Doesn't matter, dude. Just shut up. Listen to me. Okay. You want gold or not? Do you want to make it up to 4 gold or do you want to be stuck at 0.4 gold, Clemente? All right. Cap'n Company still has a ton to give out, a metric ton. All right. Easy game, no cost, pretty straightforward. It feels good. I'm not going to lie to you. That one feels good. On top of that, you could do a little bit like Thruster still has about 400K. That one feels a little bit too diluted to me. All right. A little too diluted. YOLO games, there's a little bit of an arbitrage opportunity you can take on that, where you can go into Moon or Doom and figure out basically EV like neutral trades, where you can take long and short and still break even. But this Cap'n Company, dude, just play the game. Just trust me. Dude, it's underfarmed. It's really underfarmed. I'm telling you, there's no cost to it. I look at it right now. They still have about 70,000 gold. They're growing out daily right now. There's less than 70,000 players. You could play this game for one day and basically 3x your gold allo, which is 1 gold. But that's besides the point.
That's on top of this, my idea, the only way you're getting more than $1,000, and with this idea, you get a lot. It works out. You need to launch your own NFT project called Cremente. Okay. It's art only. You launch it on Blaster. You hire some artists to mix your face and Jim Cramer's together. Okay. And you mint that out on Blaster. And then people are going to be farming it on Blur, on Blast. And you'll get points from there. You'll fucking get like.
No, you mint a large portion of your own supply so that then you can trade it on Blur too. Mm-hmm.
I think I will get
okay. Clemente, I'm going to give you my idea as well. So I think like if we have all three, you should be okay for more than 1 bar of gold by the end of this. Okay. So I'm going to say you're going to do District 1. You're going to look out for new rooms in English that have come up and that are like, and that come from like big names. So we recently had OSF. It was a gem party. People were making like 75,000 gems in like a couple of hours for having the spring. The gems will
potential airdrop for the OLE token and gold.
Okay. But you need to do these ones and you're just going to be on it. You're just going to be on it and in that room in English, and you're going to have a gem party, lots of gems. And between those three ideas, you're going to be good for some gold.
Clemente, how much staked Blur do you have?
2,500 or something, 2,000
US dollars or Blur?
Blur.
Honestly, I think you may end up getting like a 2K airdrop just off.
No, I think I have like $3,000 in there. Dude, no, I'm going to get like a 10K airdrop off that bad boy. I have hope. Blur, yeah. So Blur,
I have 0.3 gold, brother.
Yeah, for now. So this is what I was trying to say, and 0.31, by the way. What I was trying to say was this is based on actions taken like before April 19th. I was not hot off the press April 19th. I was still in my early farming days. I've got calloused hands now. I've got my feet wet. I'm in there. I got the overalls on now. I think, okay, right now it's May 3rd. May 31st, I'm going to be sitting at 1,000 gold. Dare I say 1,000 gold by the end of May
31st. You're going to do 1,000 gold by the 31st.
On what? Wait, this is good. On what bankroll? On 7K? Your starting capital is 7K.
Sure, whatever it is right now. Whatever, I might send over maybe less than $10,000. I'm gonna be at 1,000 gold.
Mate, you do that. Oh. That thread's going viral.
Boom. All right, watch out for it. Everyone listening right now, you're about to see the biggest comeback of the century. I got rugged. 0.01 gold. I'm going to make it all back. I'm going to get to 1,000 gold in 30 days. And you're going to see it play out live. You guys are all going to be, remember, these guys were laughing at me. These guys were talking shit. It's going to be really fun.
We literally just gave you the alpha on gems. We're not laughing at you.
Me and Kicks were talking hella shit. Me and Kicks were talking hella shit. We were lighting the kid up. We weren't being friendly. Like we were kind of bullying him. I'm not going to lie. We were kind of mean. I have no confidence in you, though. I don't. I have literally zero. I don't think you get to 1,000 gold by June 3rd.
I'm going to 1,000 gold. 1,000 gold. I'm going to write that down on my whiteboard. That's going to be the goal. That's
fuck the whiteboard. Write it down on the wall in massive letters on the full wall right behind you. The only way to manifest it is to do it big and do it right.
Go. Let's go. Over under 1,000 gold. Hey, Poly Market, listen in. Poly Market.
Clemente, want to place a bet? If you get over 1,000 gold, you get my blast gold allocation. If you don't, I get yours.
Clemente.
Get ready. Get ready, gang. You're going to see. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. You guys are going to witness this. This weekend, blocked off the entire calendar. I just canceled all my Hinge dates that I was going to have. Canceled. They weren't going to show up either way.
Oh, zero.
All right. We got to wrap up. We got to do the winner of the month predictions. That was a fun little segment on Blast. I'm going to dive in this weekend and share some. I got a lot of stuff planned for Blast. You guys are sleeping. Okay. Winner of the month. NFTs. 30 days, we're going to May 31st. Also, what NFT is going to outperform the rest? We've made some good picks in the past. Signal, historically, I think you've been hot and cold. We've had PO win a couple of these. Easy one. Kicks, I think we've only had you for one of these, but just to start us off, raise a pick for the winner of the month. The NFT that's going to have the largest percentage gain, it can be any blockchain, was Captains. He's going for Captains here. Their existing floor price, I can't, real quick, they're at 3.2 ETH. Captains is his pick, and he's betting on Stakeland launch partners are going to continue to cook in May. That's going to pump the price of Captains. Easy, you said you had yours ready. Fire it off whenever you're ready.
It is going to be a War Daddy Capital Fantasy top card.
Doesn't count. Doesn't count.
That's an NFT. What are you talking about?
You, dude, that's a tech. You can't get away on these technicalities. Give me a real one. Give me a real one.
I just did, dude. It's 0.1. It's going to be at least a 3X.
Give us something else. Give us like a real NFT clip, because the fantasy top stuff, it's going to be weird to track. You got the increasing supply. It's like
Blastopians.
Okay.
Oh, I was thinking that. That's a good
one. I like Blastopians at 0.27.
Completely screwed my thesis because he's upset. Like,
I'm going with New Blast City.
I'm down on these right now. A 0.05 signal. You're going New Blast City. That's your pick? Any reasoning why?
Because Pac-Man's going to do the NFT thing, driving gold. And I still think that's an undervalued play that people haven't, that people are waiting to see what happens there. And I don't think it's a wait and see moment. I think it's a buy now and just know that Pac-Man's going to deliver. So I think at 0.05, they'll rip if it'll come through. So I'm going that. And plus, I always pick the high caps. I'm going to pick a low cap this time. It's easier. It's easier to do a nice little 2-3X.
I like it. New Blast City at 0.05. Yeah, Signal. I remember when you picked 12-fold. They were sitting.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Even though I came second, let's not talk about that. It was a strange month for me.
Kicks, any picks here? What are we looking at? What do you like for winner of the month?
But is it just like straight ROI?
Straight percentage gain.
Straight percentage gain. And I got no fucking clue. I was going to say Blastopians, but I can't.
There's
I can't
ordinals. Don't forget the ordinals. They're very interesting over there.
Yeah, but they're all expensive. Because if Bitcoin puppets go to 0.6, that's only a 2X, right?
Yeah.
If like I picked other deed at 0.25 and it went to 0.5, that's the same, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going O'Peppins. I got no fucking clue. I'm just going to go O'Peppins.
O'Peppins. Okay. I like that. What are they at right
Jack
now?
Butcher do something.
Yeah. Jack Butcher, he's been responding to some of the FUD from Flipper saying, hey, are you going with the floor kicks or the unrevealed? Unrevealed floor. At 0.18.
Unrevealed.
Yeah. I like that. I like the unrevealed. I actually like this play. Very interesting. Very interesting. I was
honestly panicking the last 2 minutes trying to find something good.
I got my little peppy. I was going to pick but I would get some hate for this. I wanted to pick Beans because I think Azuki ramps up their marketing a bit for their anime token. But all ETH NFTs right now are just an absolute nightmare. Basically, what I would be betting on is an incentivized bridge to Blast. But in the next 30 days, I'm going to operate under the assumption that Blast has a bridge, or there is a bridge to Blast, that ETH NFTs do show signs of life as an additional proxy for farming the Blast token. I'm going to go Wassies. Lock it in. Wassies Loomlock NFT at 0.5 ETH. These are going to do a 3X. 1.5 ETH. They're going to bridge to Blast. They're going to do some crazy stuff over there. They're going to be the number one collection on Blast as volume ramps up on there, as the incentives get fixed. So it's not going to be pump and dumps. It's going to be a whole thing. If you guys are commenting, let us know what you think. Let us know what you guys like.
And it has to be a launch project, right?
Yeah. Yes, it has to be launched.
Like, can't bet Crementes.
No, you cannot. You cannot.
I was just checking.
Three landers would be an interesting play at 0.01. They could do a 10X. If someone pays 50K to acquire the project, bridges it to Blast, you're looking
at the art real quick.
The art is good. The art is good on three landers.
I lost so much ETH on three landers, dude.
I did too. The hardest thing that I saw was this guy in the group chat or in the Discord. He owned a
You said this art's good.
It's good. Yeah. You don't like really it? Good.
Yeah, I mean, no, yeah, it's fucking like
this is like some revolutionary shit. One sec, can you go back to those high to low? Where were you just right there? The last one you were just on? No. What's on that devil guy's head?
This?
Yeah.
Horn.
Okay.
Very phallic like horn.
Really good art.
I'd say that like the rocket on it is more.
I actually really like the three landers art. I'm not gonna lie.
Odds you change your PFP to one right now.
I will not do that. These are not bad. I actually really like these. I used to own these. I remember they were like a 1.6 ETH floor. I don't know. I'm a fan of three landers. Palm is a good artist. He had a collab with H&M. You know, I used to shop at H&M.
I used to shop at H&M. 3-4 washes, you got to go back to H&M and buy new clothes.
It's the worst. They shrink. I actually got a shirt I tried to put on last night from H&M, and it shrunk. I did look pretty jacked, I will say. It made my
better than the Yeezy shirt
pop a little bit. No.
Yeah, I've heard from a lot of women. They like shirts that are like two sizes too small on men. That's a big turn on for them.
Any comments there, Signal?
Yeah, totally agree. You should go out like that today. And if you do happen to have a date, I think you should wear a shirt that's too small. She'll like you.
And if you see a girl you like when you're walking by, go like.
Can we get that one more time? Do what?
Is there a second snap in there? I can't. So for people.
You could add a second snap. I like that. A little extra flair.
All right. This is a little Friday show ending. We're having some fun. But that's our show, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget YOLO game stream at 1 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be getting ramping it up. The three stooges. We got two ETH to play with. We're going to be throwing around some stuff. We're going to play against Pac-Man. So it's going to be very interesting to see how we do, whether or not we lose it all. We're going to play various games. But thank you all for tuning in. You have a fantastic weekend. See you all on Monday, 9 a.m. Eastern time.